Thank you for joining us today, Mr. John, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you too. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Can we talk first about this project's beginning? What is the reason behind the creation of this project, the Christmas Story Art Exhibition and Competition?
Well, 11 years ago, the Cardinal George Pell, asked through my executive director of schools at the time, Brother Kelvin Canavan, asked if he could have an exhibition of children's art in the cathedral. And I was invited to design it and then invited to implement it. And it was to highlight that students in Catholic schools are contemplating and reflecting on the scriptures of Advent and Christmas. And it's developed into today a prestigious exhibition of children's artwork and reflective writing, and it's based on the religious education curriculum for the Archdiocese of Sydney.
All right. Mr. John, you were one of the judging panels. From the paintings that you received, what did you notice from the eyes of the children on what is Christmas for them?
It's interesting how you say the eyes of the children, because that was the theme of my response to the children's work this year. I actually, at the opening, recited a poem called An Old Shepherd Remembers.
Okay, can you recite that to us?
Oh, yeah, put me on the spot here. I think I can, yes.
Okay, sure.
My halting steps are slower now, my silvered hair a legacy of age. My thoughts go back to days long past, when old was young and life was hard. Our shepherds talked revolved around our flocks, around blowflies and fleeces and pastures green or sparse. But our conversation centred on the wolf and newborn lambs as sacrificed on wolfish shrine. Thus, our evening watches became midnight vigils on a lonely hill. One such night, oh, how vividly my mind remembers, one such night, I heard angelic voices sing, and the promise of 1,000 years, the Saviour of the world. Divinity confined, the stable glorified, my soul knew ecstasy that lit, still lights a candle in the corner of my heart. Yeah, that poem by Gwen Flynn in her book Touch Me has a collection of poems from Australian authors, and Sister Gwen Flynn had a book called Touch Me and was her reflections on life and the seasons. And that poem is an invitation to see the experience through the eyes of the shepherd. Now, what the children have done now over 11 years, from just merely describing the event, they've now stepped into the characters of the Christmas narrative, from the Annunciation right through to the Epiphany, and they're reflecting, genuinely contemplating the scripture, and they're seeing it through a character that they identify with. Sometimes it'll be the young Mary, and they'll even write that they're not much younger than Mary would have been when she had to say yes, invited to say yes.
Yeah.
Others see it through the eyes of Joseph, King Herod, or as they say, mean King Herod, shepherds, the angels, and all the different characters.
Okay, so they do have like different, you know, perspective, eyes of Mary, eyes of Joseph.
Yes. Yeah, which invites us then to start to look at the Christmas story, the Advent and Christmas story, through different perspectives, in ways that we'd never thought of before. We even had one last year and this year who invited us to look at it all through the eyes of the donkey or the eyes of the sheep. And there was one last year where the child had illustrated the sheep on their hind legs with their paws in the air, praising the Lord and singing with the angels.
Interesting, huh?
A great sense of joy.
Yeah, sense of joy. So what do you think adults can learn from these paintings, especially with the celebration of Christmas?
I've got to use the words of the Cardinal one year when he said to me, this is a religious, an educational, and an artistic experience. And I think the children are inviting us as adults to reflect on the whole event and what it means to us personally. If you read a lot of the reflections the children have written, and in the exhibition all their reflections are beside their artwork, they're relating it to their personal experience. They often talk about the love of their mother, the security of their father, the strength of a member of the family, and they relate it then to Joseph, to Mary, the Magi, to characters. So they're connecting their own personal experience of life and love, comfort and joy and family with those concepts in the story. So it's a very spiritual experience. But artistically, they're very challenging. we've got some young artists there. Remember, they're only 11 or 12 years of age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're doing abstract art. They're doing surrealistic art, symbolic. They're doing all kinds of forms, even in the style of the Impressionists, and inviting us to see it, not through Christmas cards as you see at Christmas, which sometimes are very shallow on the story,
mm-hmm.
but in really deep ways, giving us, turning Starry Night by Van Gogh into Silent Night over Bethlehem, turning Modigliani's portraits into beautiful images of Mary. And so they're learning about art, inviting us to see that art differently and giving us new visions of the Christmas story. And also, quite powerfully this year, there's a number of works, you know, it's a cultural experience. They're inviting us as adults to see it culturally.
Mm.
And many of them, children in the exhibition, have had refugee experience.
Okay.
And are saying that Mary and Joseph and their flight to Egypt related to their experience of leaving their countries, which were war-torn or poverty-stricken.
Mm.
It's a very deep invitation to be still, to listen to what they're saying and to see what very strong experiences they've had personally and how they're relating and identifying with Mary and Joseph and the young child.
Since it's multicultural, Mr. John, are there any Filipino-Australians as well who joined or even won in the competition?
Well, I had to practice pronouncing all the surnames to award the prizes, and I'm almost certain that a number of those children would have come from schools and from backgrounds, a Filipino background.
Okay. Can you please share to us the themes of the paintings that won in the competition?
If you asked me a few years ago, I would have said it was the Annunciation, the Journey of the Magi, but now the children are getting the essence of those stories.
Mm-hmm.
So at the top of the list is The Light in the Darkness, and many of them refer to it as the birth of light.
Mm-hmm.
The light of hope and the light of love. Another theme which grabs the children and often is predominant in the exhibition is Mary's yes. It's about the faith she had. It's about the promise fulfilled. And it's about love. So Mary's yes was an act of love for the world and her expression of her faith. What I'm really pleased about this year, that there is many of the works, the theme that seems to be reoccurring, is it's about silence. It's about
silence.
Stillness.
Why do you think most of the students decided to choose that?
I think because when they truly take time and reflect, because many of these children would spend a whole term, all of term three, so about 10 weeks, going back to it regularly each week, they're realising that the story is about being present, being present to the event. And to do that, you need to become slower, you need to calm down, almost the opposite to what is happening at Christmas at this time of year, when everybody's rushing and fighting over car spaces.
Yeah.
they look at it before all this commotion happens. They're seeing that the story is about silent presence, about stillness, and being open and aware to receive Christ in your heart.
Beautiful. So I think this art exhibition really delivers a strong message about the true meaning of Christmas. But I'm interested to know as well, Mr. John, from the perspective of an education officer, what is the Christmas story for you?
It's what one of the teachers said to me, that there was a bit of a difficulty for them teaching the Advent and Christmas story in July, August and September to get ready for their competition.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, what we're doing, John, we're now reflecting on the Christmas story without the distractions and the commotion of Christmas. It means we're looking at it more for its true essence and not for the commercial side of things.
Yeah.
So for me, very personally, I went in January to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage. And while I was there with Christmas story in mind, took many photos of shepherds dressed in the clothing of 2,000 years ago, of pots and plates and buildings and oil lamps and all that. It's like my pilgrimage has come to reality, that I've taken my experience of what was 2,000 years ago, and it's come to life through the beautiful and open eyes of these creative and expressive children, so that the story is rooted in the original event. But it's, for me, it's a privilege to conduct this program because it brings it all back to life again today.
Mm.
And I am as present to that story today as if it's happening in front of me through this experience.
Okay, so Mr. John, can you invite our listeners in the art exhibition?
Oh, yes, please come.
Okay.
Because what you're seeing, if you come to this, it's open weekdays, Monday to Friday, 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and I'll be taking it down in near the Epiphany on the 3rd of January, just the day I can work on it to take the exhibition down. So there's plenty of time now to still see the exhibition. always ring up before you go to make sure there's no special event on, and it might happen to be the hour that you want to be there.
Okay.
So make the trip. And so it's in St. Mary's Cathedral in the crypt underneath, the St. Mary's Cathedral crypt. And that's an experience in itself to witness the beautiful mosaics on the floor of the crypt. And in that lovely, still and quiet space to, if you like, to reverence these children's beautiful prayerful reflections.
Thank you very much, Mr. John. And again, a very Merry Christmas to you.
And thank you for the opportunity to talk about it. I'm very passionate about it and meet some very creative and inspired children. And it's a joy to be a teacher.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.